Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour four of the nation, crack 'em if you got 'em. It is Friday at 5 o'clock quitting time. What you drinking and what you thinking is now. We'll go around the room and, you know, establish what we're all drinking and thinking. Then we're out to your phone calls before we get to the G Bag of the Day and LA Live a little bit later on in this hour as we are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Currently drinking a Rainstorm Clean Energy. I'm not a big energy drink guy, but they got it dialed. And I like how it's sugar-free, and it's not too much. It's not overpowering. I don't feel like I'm about to have cardiac arrest here after an energy drink. So I'm kind of zooming, and I'm kind of grooving at the same time. And I'm thinking, joke's on you, Laker fan. Headline ESPN, Doncic's summer transformation signals Lakers' new era. What they don't realize yet, they didn't realize a lot of stuff about Luka. What they don't realize yet is he gets into the best shape of his life to play for something he really cares about, and that's Slovenia. In the international competition. And yes, he realizes he's fat and out of shape a lot of the calendar year. And then at some point, he's like, man, I got to start working out, usually in the summer. By the time we get to Christmas, Fupa Doncic will be back. The double chin, triple-double machine will be in full force again. And that's about all I got. That's what I'm drinking and thinking. And I just can't wait. And besides Lakers fans, your roster is balls.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad.
Jakes.
So there's nothing that man can do.
Your roster's balls.
To save it. Brian, what you drinking? What you thinking?
I'm currently drinking a Bloody Mary.
Oh, damn it.
Let's go.
What happened? I didn't think you were going to have one. Well, no, it's. I saw Eric,
yeah,
and it just was sitting there the
he's
whole.
Putting on it.
He was like, he was looking at it, and I looked down. I said, "Hey, you gonna drink that?" And he's like, "No,
I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking Bloody Marys when I got ice cold Stella."
I know that's what I was saying. I was gonna grab a Stella,
that unopened Stella.
No, but it's open, baby.
But I was trying to
chug a lug.
Chug. Look at him.
Oh wow, that.
Football Friday, baby.
Oh. That's what I'm talking about, yeah. Theater of the mind, Eric. Theater of the mind. Let him work on
I'll
that.
I'll drink
one.
To that.
But yeah, what am I thinking? I Dawson, great rant about the Lakers.
Thank
That's
you.
What I'm thinking about.
Lifetime
I mean,
of hate for him.
You brought the game
Cannot
today.
Cannot wait.
You brought the game today. And real quick, though, can I say, had a great time yesterday on the remote.
Yeah, it was fun.
Shout out to Williams, man. What a spot.
That was one of the most fun remotes I've had with all the Tolos and folks and the food and all that, so really wanted to say enjoyed that whole thing. Really,
yeah,
good.
It was, man. They really got it going on. Chief drinking
some ice cold Stella Artois.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them. And I'm thinking about tomorrow. I'm actually going to be playing assistant ball coach for my daughter's t-ball team.
Well.
One of the coaches had to punt on this weekend. I said, "Yo, I'm your man.
Nice.
Let's go."
Nice.
So yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. Maybe get into a screaming match with an umpire. Who knows?
They're five?
Yeah, 5 years old.
I love it. You're just one step ahead or above herding cats.
What time is this?
My daughter has no idea when to stop at home plate. So last week she took about five trips around the bases.
Oh, that's awesome.
She had no idea. She's like, I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah.
Like, there
like
we go, Sugar.
Run laps, hit the bags, Wolchuk.
Just went ahead and punished one of these delicious – what are these called? Red
Bloody
Bulls?
Marys.
Bloody Marys. Bloody Marys. Yeah, and also,
have you not ever had one of these?
My gosh, no.
Tore you up pretty good, Wolchuk.
I've had this Rainstorm Clean Energy that they've got behind us.
Yeah.
These are actually delicious.
They are. Fantastic. Sugar-free and delicious.
Had the tropical flavor. Pretty darn good.
Yeah, I'm about to go.
Thinking, man, we have had three straight days of remotes. All three of them have been awesome.
Yeah.
Like, the Tolo support really, really has been great. when we were out there in Argyle on Wednesday. That was a lot of
fun. That was a lot of fun, too.
A lot of fun. Yesterday, Williams Chicken. And then today, like, Pickler's kind of become our home for at least one day a month with Stella. I mean, every Friday, it seems like they're going to send us at least once. So this place is awesome. If you haven't come out here, come on out and party. But the Tolos, the love that you've been able to send us has been awesome, and it's been felt.
LA Live's coming up at 5:40. Let's go into the Pimp Cup right now. Find out what Lucius is drinking and thinking.
G Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30 as well.
There we go.
Yeah. Drinking water, man. Thinking about getting some rest this weekend after my Vegas Jet 2 holiday.
Get some sleep.
Had a great time in Vegas. Came back to Dallas with 101 temperature. And it's been riding with me for a while. Saturday, you know the Gen V? It came out. You guys familiar with that?
I just saw yesterday that it was out, Lucius. It came out of nowhere. I was like, when did the Gen V start again?
Yep, season two of Gen V, and they dropped like 3 episodes. So I'm going to catch up on that. And, you know, some college football Saturday, rest up, and hopefully drop my pole in the water on Sunday.
Lucius, did you watch the Charlie Sheen doc yet?
No, not yet. I hear it. I need to see it.
Yeah, I only got to start about maybe 30 minutes of it, but my goodness gracious, what a wild animal.
This is Gen V. Is this Vampires?
No, it's the Boys spinoff series.
Oh, the Boys spinoff.
Prime.
I love it. All righty. It's time to hit these phone lines, then find out what you guys are drinking and thinking. And who are we going to first, Lucius?
Let's go to Rafa. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
I'm drinking actually a coffee, and what I'm thinking is I still think Jerry made a mistake trading Micah Parsons, just because looking at the last 16 years of the first-round picks of the Green Bay Packers, they've only landed on the top 10 one time, and it was in 2009. The rest, they've always been like between pick 18 to pick 32, so I feel like we just traded him for like 2 second-round picks. And Jerry talked about draft and develop. Out of the last 16 picks from the first round, only 4 are still in the team. The rest are either gone or retired. So I still think that we made a mistake just trading Micah. And one quick question for Brian. Is it true that the Dallas Cowboys drafted Pat Riley? Thank you.
Way back in the day, I think they absolutely did.
Pat Riley.
Pat
really?
Riley, yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it sure did.
That's a knowledge bomb.
Back
right
in
there.
The 60s.
Maybe a wide receiver?
Yes.
Maybe? Okay.
Yep.
Appreciate that call, Rafa. I think that's good stuff. I think that speaks to you should trade the picks now before you use them. I think they have more value as trade chips. First-round picks, where are they going to be? I mean, we think they're going to be 31 or 32, but a first-round pick is worth a lot more than the player drafted with it ahead of the draft, especially with 15 games to go in the season. And I think you put those first-round picks in play, you could build yourself a hell of a defense quickly. Lucius, where are we going next?
Let's go to Smitty. Smitty, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Yo, I'm sipping on some ENJXO, man. A little Irken jerk today on this afternoon. And I'm thinking, man, Dak's been looking pretty good through the, you know, these first 2 weeks. You know, he's throwing the spot, you know, fitting it right in tight windows. Do you guys think this could be like an MVP revenge year since, you know, Lamar robbed him a couple years back? I know guys like, you know, voices of the industry, Chase Daniels, Lewis Riddick and company has been kind of hammering home how good he's been looking through the first 2 weeks. And my next point, the last time we saw Revel was the clip of him kind of hobbling around on the field doing some rehab work. You know, Jerry's been pushing, helps on the way. What have you guys have been seeing? What is the talk around, around the locker room about his rehab? How is he looking? Also with Josh Butler, what do you guys think about that when it comes to help on the way for our secondary? And last, man, for the general, Chiefs, Zach, sorry, brought us, but I got to leave you out of this one, man. Guys, I need some help, man.
What happened?
Potty training, guys.
Oh,
I got a 2-year-old. I got a 2-year-old girl that, man, I'm talking about. It's costly, is what it is.
Yeah, it's like $200 a month.
I can't even fathom put the words together. So any tips you guys got for me would be greatly appreciated. I'll let you guys go.
I think Chief's the master of this.
Well, my wife certainly is. The one thing I know she would do is just
rub their nose in it
periodically. She would just
bad girl, bad.
Just setting them on the toilet and getting them comfortable there, even if they don't go. Just experiencing the toilet situation and letting them know. that's kind of where they need to do it. It is a process, though. So I would ask the wife if she's willing to have that patience.
What I did, I just went totally hands-off and said, when you don't want to pee in your pants anymore, there's the toilet. And about 3.5 years old, they're like, I really don't like peeing in my pants anymore.
There you go.
So I didn't have a single headache over it.
I'm nervous about that. But I got advice that we got was when the second baby comes, like Eliza might regress a little bit.
Really?
So we were told, like, wait until second baby comes before we really start it. Huh. But I don't know. Like, that might be bad advice. I'm with you, man. I'm about to have to start getting into that as well, and I've been dreading it.
Okay. What you drinking, what you thinking rolls on. Opens the line at 877-881-1053. We'll get through as many of them as we can. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30, as Lucius mentioned. Where are we going next, buddy?
Derek in Dallas. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Man, I'm drinking on a Coke Zero. Hey, I'm thinking them Rangers. Everybody keeps saying they underachieving. I'm thinking that them Rangers' offense is overrated. Them guys, they'll come through in the clutch. They never come through in the clutch the last couple of years. So I'm thinking that they're a little overrated at this point of their careers right now. I like the young team. I like the youngsters that they got on their team, though. I see some hope in the future.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about guys that have had great careers and had big moments, but you had a number of role players have the best years of their careers up to this point when you needed it there in 2023, and that's why it's one of the greatest gifts the DFW Sports has ever received from the sports gods. And we thank those guys for being so clutch throughout that entire run, making history. Evan Carter being like an instant superstar, but just for 5 weeks.
And now he just can't stay healthy.
Who's next, Lucius?
Tim in Carthage, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to y'all again. Lucius, sure. Be thinking about what you want for Veterans Day this year. We got to make it special. Listen, I'm drinking margarita in honor of Kenny on Friday. And I'll just start with a whole list of things that I'm just glad are over. It starts with sorry football. And I will say, Brian, you and Zach, y'all did a good job spinning that game last Sunday, because it could have been an ugly 3 hours after that.
Sure could have.
So good. Hats off to you for that.
We got lucky.
Yeah. Sorry baseball this week. But that's what you get when you wish for a bunch of rookies to keep you in the running. And that's a tall order. Sorry cell phone and internet service around Carthage this week, because fiber optic company kept cutting the line and I couldn't listen to you guys half the week. Sorry evaluation by the fatties last night on Heisman, because they didn't mention Haynes King from Longview, Texas, who's undefeated with Georgia Tech, beat Clemson last week. Yeah. All they think about is Arch, and I hate to tell you this, Arch, but come the ACC championship, you'll see who's the best candidate. And basically what I'm trying to tell you guys is we need to flush this whole week down the toilet and go Bearcats, Sam Houston State University, the finest university of higher learning, against some sorry Texas Longhorns some more. This is Tim Carthage, and I'll talk to you guys later.
There you go, Timmy. Have a good weekend.
See you, Tim. Yeah.
Hopefully next week's a little bit better for you. What you drinking, what you thinking rolls on here live at Hickler Universe here on the Fan. Where are we going next, Lucius?
Polo, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
What's going on, y'all? Say, man, I'm over here on Gaston and Haskell. I'm driving through so much traffic. I'll blow it your mama. I don't care who it is. Anyway, shout out to the brothers who lost their lives in Mississippi this week. I'm going to be out there and say it. God bless our souls. God bless anybody who's anybody. I'm going to put it like that. What I'm thinking is two things I'm thinking, not two things. She'll follow. What's up, Gavin? What's up, General? What's up, Sleep. Lucius? What's up, Woodchuck? No, Willie and the other dude, you know who you are. Anyway, Willie Boogie, I got a question for you, man.
What up, bro?
In your opinion, are the Philadelphia Eagles a better ran franchise than the Dallas Cowboys? They won Super Bowl. It just seems like they got more leadership. They play with their brothers. And it just seems like it's just a unified team versus this old crypt people looking man that tell us the Cowboys and Super Bowl, Jerry Jones. I don't know what's wrong with you, man. But shout out to them brothers out there in Mississippi and everybody. But what do you think about what I just said, man? Unless ran better organization than the Philadelphia Eagles. And Timmy Carter, I'm sorry, buddy. Them Longhorns gonna get y'all butt tomorrow. Come on, SMU. Y'all do y'all thing. Y'all represent Dallas because Fort Worth ain't nothing. Y'all got y'all little Dickies arena and think y'all out of there. No, man. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I mean, 3 Super Bowls in 8 years. It's hard to say that. Are you against that? I think the Eagles absolutely right now are better run than what the Cowboys are. At least they've got a Howie Roseman's doing a hell of a job as a general manager.
Best run organization, I think, in the NFL. What are we doing next, Lucius?
Yeah, hold on. Let's see here. Let's go to CA. CA, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing? Got you down?
Salute.
How y'all doing today?
Happy birthday, CA.
I'm drinking water. I'm drinking water. Got to stay hydrated. Nice. And I think I've been saying this for the longest time. What's that boy name? Kenny Clark. I've been saying it for the longest time. We need us a big butt, run stuffing, bad boy in the middle. Because if, what's that other boy name? Jadeveon Clowney. I don't know how he's gonna do, but I tell you what, I'm looking at the Cowboys' future, and it's looking pretty bright. So, gosh damn.
happy birthday, CA.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Salute, man. You're always welcome here. Lucius, where are we going next?
That was hilarious, by the way, bro.
That was.
What's that other boy's name? That big boy butt. Dope Sick Dave. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Dope Sick.
Hey, how we doing, fellas? Just some water right now. I want to talk some Cowboys, future Cowboys. Maybe next year's draft, maybe. I don't know. On the tune of the caller maybe two calls ago, talking about how, you know, all of them just talking about Arch. I think Arch, Nussmeier, Klubnik are all the sellers, are all the wrong names to be talking about. Fernando Mendoza from Indiana. Yeah. Talking about a hybrid of Matt Ryan and Justin Herbert. He stays composed, throws darts when he's in the pocket. He can roll out like Herbert. He can run. He's like 6'5", 225. He can thread that ball, long ball, quick release. Throw it up to your high point guys. Throw that back shoulder fade. I mean, he's the real deal.
Yeah, Fernando Mendoza.
And he's mobile.
He is. I mean, that's a name that certainly is generating a lot of buzz. And a big game for them this week. Top 20 matchup. We'll see how he plays.
Yep.
Where are we going next, Lucius?
Let's go to Daniel. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Daniel?
What's up, fellas? I got a ghost. Energy drink, the lemonade iced tea flavor. It's been delicious. I was just thinking that, you know, this Cowboys season's honestly been, I wasn't expecting much at all, and actually been pretty excited. I think Shoddy's been a pretty good coach so far, just as far as, you know, changing the culture. It's kind of been embarrassing how bad that whole dynamic's been, so that's been cool. Nothing much to say besides that. I wanted to shout out my stepdad, Rudy. He's getting close to 2 years sober, and just had a question for Dawson. He's my stepdad's kind of just been said it's been hard whenever people get together drinking around him and stuff. He says he's been fine right now, but what kind of stuff do you do? Like, how did that affect you whenever you were around people drinking and whatnot? How do you stay fighting through?
I appreciate that call. I appreciate that question, and best of luck. God bless you and your dad. You know, I think there's a sacrifice to be made when you go into the sober life, and one of them is that, like, getting around people and hanging out and watching games just isn't as much fun. So I say that to you know, just be real with you and have you you know, maybe not have any false hope that it's ever going to be that fun. And I always admired people that could be more responsible with the drinking so they didn't have to shut it down. Because that's something you mourn, you know, drinking with your buddies. You mourn that like you mourn your kid's youth. Like, I ain't ever going to see that again. It was amazing. I mean, I had the best time ever doing it.
Yeah.
You know, for about 20 years. Just had to shut it down. So best of luck to you and yours. I think you've got to find really, like, it does come down spiritually to finding a you know, a higher power. You know, and I didn't always resonate with everything that AA had to say, but that was one of their main tenets that really stuck out to me. And I believe in 1,000% because you can find true joy down that path instead of, like, the pleasure of the flesh, which is, you know, more of a human experience there. That booze really, it supersizes it, man. It optimizes that, puts it into hyperdrive. We got to run. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30. LA Live is coming up at 5:40. We are live at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton. Just felt like the right time. Sorry if that was a downer.
No,
man asked
good.
Me a question.
No, you nailed it.
Okay, we got to run. We'll get you caught up on what's been breaking and then get to the G-Bag of the Day coming up next year on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The fan. All right, welcome back, Nation. A couple of minutes from the G-Bag of the Day as we're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Come on by. We got a pickleball happy hour that's underway. Stella Artois has beer samples for you. And if you want to you know, find a great place to play some pickleball here in town, looks like this community at Pickler Universe is second to none, if you ask me. All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. I wanted to tell you, Chris Arnold was listening as the fake CA chimed in on what you're drinking and what you're thinking. He said, that dude was hilarious. It made his birthday pop. So salute to CA out there bumping around Toluen. And the Expressway is brought to you by your on-time experts. Okay, it's winning time. Here is your chance to attend the Ultimate Cowboys Fan Hang presented by our friends at Whataburger. You and a guest will enjoy game day inside the Star on the very seats where the team breaks down plays and talks strategy. You'll be joined by the Cowboys cheerleaders, a former Cowboys player. You'll be hanging out talking football and getting you an insider's perspective plus a delicious Whataburger lunch with some exclusive goodies to take home. Be caller number 10 right now at 877-881-1053. Brock Purdy's going to sit again. Mac Jones is the guy for San Francisco. In Baltimore, the story is DeAndre Hopkins is still pretty good. You guys been seeing that chatter on social media. Derrick Henry asked about it today, says, yeah, keep calling him washed. If DeAndre Hopkins is going to turn back the clock, I think Baltimore is pretty damn unbeatable. Let's just pencil it in there, Green Bay, Baltimore, if they stay healthy, right? How good are we talking here with Nuke?
Yeah, I mean, he had a pretty nice one-handed snag that I saw that was pretty sick. I mean, he was effective last year when Kansas City traded for him, had a touchdown in the Super Bowl, was their best receiver down the stretch. So not necessarily a shocker that he's performing well. It's just like they run the ball so much. How many targets was he going to get? But it's, again, what we talked about yesterday with Lamar in the postseason. Can he find a way to get over that hurdle? I thought he played well enough to win it against Buffalo. It's a shame that Mark Andrews wasn't able to hold on to that two-point conversion, but I do think that Ravens roster, I still stand by it. I think they're the best in the league.
DeAndre Hopkins, just 33 years old, but, man, it's been so many years since his last 1,000-yard season. 15, then 41 last year, and, you know, now four catches for 100 yards. Maybe, you know, he could put together an 800-900-yard season for him.
Two touchdowns as well. Somebody called him washed on Instagram, and he said, you smoke Black and Milds and sell drugs. You're life washed, bro. I'm like, damn, dog.
Clap back up.
I love it. Okay, I've made it clear today Cowboys should trade their extra picks for players. Both Jerry and Steven sounded open to that idea. Of course, Steven going with the always interested. I need aggressive. I need, yeah, these picks are in play if you want to blow us away. I need pick up the phone, call every team, find out what good defensive players are available, and let's put these picks in play if you really are serious about winning a Super Bowl. Do you think they will? Do you think they will seriously consider this?
No. I think they're going to hold on to those. At least the first rounders, I think they're holding on and they're going to draft them unless there's a player that – and, again, I think it's probably going to be up to a team calling them. I just don't see them being super aggressive to try and get rid of those first-round picks.
Could you see it happening, Brian?
No, I think they're going to hold on to those picks. I think they're going to try and use them to – if they have to move up, I think they'll use that second one to go and use it as some collateral to try and make that work.
I think this is one of the best supporting cast Dak has had. I think it's only going to get better as this coaching staff figures out more and more of what this offensive line can do well. They already have a pet running play that they're scoring multiple touchdowns with. Lamb and Pickens has made me eat crow because I didn't know if any wide receiver or tight end combination could really help Dak beat the clog and cover shell coverage type of stuff, but he's proving – go ahead and play light box, drop as many as you want. I'm going to find somebody open between Lamb, Pickens, and our guy Jake Ferguson, who joins us on Thursdays at 5:20. It's time to go back into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-Bag of the Week.
All right, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go on a Friday. Hey, y'all, for the last time this week, damn it. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan 5:30. Replay the champ at 2:30, you can catch it then. It is presented by Berkey's Plumbing, AC, and Electrical. Shout out to those folks right there doing good jobs. By the way, if you're an electrician, I have a friend that is an accountant. He said these electricians and these masons are making more money than these athletes sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. You said they got the real type of cash. All right. If you see anything over the weekend that we should be playing right here, hit me up at Lucky Lucius, P-L-U-C-I-O-U-S, on social media. Damn near all the platforms is the same tag. Or you can follow us at G-Bag Nation on Twitter. And shout out to Tolo Kenneth. Tolo Kenneth in Vegas. Want to give you love all week, but I've been out, you know what I'm saying? So I haven't have the time to give you love. But he picked me up in Vegas. I think that was Friday night. We hit Freedmont Street because he know I love Freedmont, where the freaks at. I was hanging out there. My man picked me up a shirt. Canelo and Crawford shirt. So shout out to Tolo Kenneth, bro. Thanks for the memories.
He's the man.
Yeah, he is the man. All right, day number four for this champion audio, the great Teddy Atlas, live from Vegas, post Crawford and Canelo. And he was feeling good about it.
Bud Crawford came into Las Vegas, went up two weight classes to challenge Canelo Alvarez for the undisputed super middleweight championship, and he won it running away. Teddy, how impressed were you by his performance tonight?
You kidding me? A beautiful display. That's the sweet science. That's what it is. That's what we talk about when we talk about the sweet science. All night long, Crawford made Canelo a day late, a dollar short. All night, talking about the bigger man, the advantage of the bigger guy. How about the faster guy? How about the smarter guy? How about the quicker guy? How about the guy not only won on the outside, but even beat him at his own game on the inside?
Yeah.
Please, Timmy. I don't want to say no more.
Please, Timmy. You can't stop God's plan. I told everybody at home that would listen. Anybody that was out there, I told you. I've been in the ring with Bud Crawford. He's a phenomenal fighter. He was something different years ago. He's a lot better fighter now. Ooh. What a damn performance he put on tonight. What a clinic. He beat Canelo in every avenue. Inside, we was talking about strength. He was stronger than Canelo. We talking about power. He took his power well. Canelo was very timid when he was approaching Crawford.
You're damn right he was.
Yeah.
You're damn right. Get in. Me at the worst, like, the best thing I could do is not throw. Put my hands in my pocket.
I was on the phone with my cousin last night, and we were talking about Crawford's footwork. It was just so amazing in that fight.
Yeah.
He had Canelo just spinning like he took him for a dance. Spin. There were some points in the fight where Canelo had no idea what side of the ring he was on. Wow. He was just trying to find Crawford. If you look at it, he was getting frustrated, getting popped in the face. You know, and the whole time, Crawford is in front of him, but spinning him. Oh, my God, that footwork was amazing.
He cracked the code, dude. I mean,
oh, my God.
What happened in his career? Was it a new coach? Was it
no, he's stuck
get married, have kids?
Who are you honestly talking about, Crawford?
Yeah. Like
he's always been that guy. Just the other cast was running from him.
I don't think they did a great job of promoting
him. Yeah, they didn't give him any love. Like, you know, all these boxing entities didn't just, hey, Crawford is that dude. They were scared of him. He was a boogeyman.
Yeah.
Lucius, you had him as one of your top five boxers of all time, right?
No. That list was from Ring Magazine.
Okay.
And people were saying he's a GOAT now. So I was like, well, who's going to get bumped if he's a GOAT? Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I got a lot of flack for that. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Hey. Never on Sunday. Monday's too soon. Tuesday and Wednesday just won't do. Thursday and Friday we can begin. But our Saturday love will never end.
That's weed. That's weed.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hey, yesterday, Mr. Broadus, you did I titled this "That Boy Broadus." Why would I title this "That Boy Broadus"?
I don't know. What did I do?
Dabo Sweeney.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I did.
That boy.
Yeah, apparently that Dabo comes from "That Boy."
That boy. Yeah. That's right.
And you did a little of that. Hold on.
Dabo Sweeney, who's not very pleased with the criticisms.
Hey, you know, if you don't like winning, just get rid of me. You know, I'm okay with that.
Making the playoffs?
You know, eight out of the last 10 years we've made the championship. You know, if you don't like winning, get rid of me. Is that good? Is that good? 8 out of the last 10 years win the championship. Is that good? I'm asking. I'm just asking.
Hey, what have you done for me lately? It's a fair question.
That's what I'm asking back.
We might not even have to play the sound now. I think Broadus pretty much summed it up right there.
I don't think I got the accent as much as he's got. He's got a good accent for these things.
All right, here's Dabo Sweeney's message to the haters.
If they want me gone, they tired of winning. They just send me on the way.
You had the tone perfect.
I did have the tone perfect.
Oh, it works so well with that audio.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else we got. I had these for a Toxic Tuesday, but of course my ass was toxic on Tuesday. So now I'm going to let it go. This gentleman is named Gus. He is from a podcast called Most Controversial.
Ooh.
They just kind of like, they see Reddit topics and have a podcast about Reddit topics.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
But he's also a Bears fan. Oh. And he went live after the Bears' last game.
Oh, no.
To rant about their quarterback. Is their quarterback trash?
At times, he's not trash. At times, he is.
Okay. Damn. Me too, bro. Me too.
Yeah. At times. At times, he is.
All right, here we go.
We fire the moron coaches, and we bring in the best offensive mind in football. I mean, just the best play caller of the last 3 years of release, and he's the architect of everything, and our quarterback, who is too busy playing Call of Duty at 11 p.m. at night to get up in time for 5:30 a.m. voluntary practices, doesn't know how to set his feet properly on a god 7-yard outbreaking route, up everything. That game was handed to us on a fucking silver platter. The second Nashawn Wright picked off J.J. McCarthy and ran it in for a touchdown, that game should have been over. And this moron is still overthrowing some of the most basic throws in football. My God, it is unreal. The pompous entitlement that comes from this motherfucking being.
Wow.
That's quite a rant.
It went on for 5 minutes. I chopped up what I could. He's still going.
And called him a bad journalist and said that he was someone who...
One of my friends is a lifelong Bears fan, and when talking to him, he insists that there is no fan base that is more dark, tortured, depressed, and angry than the Bears.
Man, I think them and the Browns, too. Those two fan bases are pretty tortured, as you would mention.
Adam, why do you think Will Chambers shrinks so much?
Yeah.
He's a Bears fan.
Yeah. Got to drink year-round just to forget the 17 games. Your bad quarterback drafts.
Oh, crap. Here we go again.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Caleb Williams will probably end up being around a top 20 quarterback.
You picked him to win this weekend.
I did. Yeah. Well, it doesn't take much to score against these Cowboys.
No,
we know,
man,
that.
Just launch that thing.
It's rough. All right, Lucius, any other challenges?
Yeah. Okay. One more here. This is from Toxic Tuesday as well. I was going to play it, but here I am. In this economy, you got to have multiple streams of income, whether it's two jobs or something else bringing in, unless that one stream of income is just streaming. Unless it's streaming, fam.
Not shrinking.
Not shrinking. We have a Chili's worker right here, goes off because they will not give him the time off he needs to go to orientation for his other job.
Oh.
He's trying. He's trying.
I feel like I just went through a breakup, bro. I got the second job, which is better than this bitch-ass job right here. Dude. So, I try to get them to work with me because I wanted to keep this job too, all right? But my training for my other job is going into the time for this job, which I've been here for months. I've been coming in on days that I don't even need to come in. They busted my f***ing ass.
Yeah.
And they don't even want to give me just a few weeks or a week off to do my f***ing training, bro. Like, f*** you then, Chili's. I really liked working here too, bro. It was f***ing nice, but no. They had...
No, yeah. We can't work when you're...
You know what? I don't know. I lost one of my jobs. I did have two, but now we have one. Because that bitch! Like, I'm still out here. Like, I just got off of work. Like, I'm outside of Chili's right now. Like, God damn it, dude. F*** you, Chili's. Bitch!
Wow. That might have got a follow for me.
Subscribed.
Is it Teddy Atlas, our four-time champ? He's looking for five ride here at Pickler Universe. That boy brought us. Is it Gus on the most controversial podcast ranting about the Bears or the Chili's worker upset he couldn't get the time off to go to orientation for his second job? Clearly not Chili's material there.
I really like Chili's, dude.
It was nice.
It's nice.
That might have been one of the greatest boxing rants of all time. I think I'd be remiss if I did not vote for Teddy to push him towards five-time status. How about you, Chief?
Give me the Bears fan.
We're tied at one, Lucius.
Chili's baby back ribs.
We are tied at one, Woolchuck.
Barbecue Chili's. Soul.
What you going with?
Gotta love that triple dipper, man. I'm going with the Chili's crash out.
It's 2-1, brought us.
I'm going to vote this thing off if I pick Freddy, right?
That's right.
Teddy. I'm going to pick Teddy this week.
We're tied at two in this event. As always, in the GBAG Nation, you will decide the tie. Get onto Twitter, at GBAG Nation. Follow us all when you get there. Our handles are in the bio. We're creating an Insta poll, and here towards the end of LA Live, we'll announce the champ. Speaking of LA Live, here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup.
Ah, hey, y'all, for the last time this week, damn it.
All right, you squares. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Waka 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 waka.
You fire, Peggy. You fire, Peggy. Ooh, you fire, Peggy. Ooh, bow-legged Peggy and a booty kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Bend it on those girls, shoot it like a levy. Bow-legged Peggy, booty kind of heavy. Bend that ass over to shoot it like a levy.
Hey.
Lift that ass. Lift that ass. Lift that ass. Ooh. Peggy about to worship, about to rock, she about to move, she about to make it.
Oh.
Oh. Hey. Miss Peggy.
Yeah, Miss Peggy. Hell yeah. Weekend, Miss Peggy. We made it. Oh, my God.
Peggy.
This is LA Live for Friday, September 19th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Another wild-ass week. I mean, another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. Boys, can you tell me something that's wild that happened this week?
Kimmel getting fired / canceled.
Kimmel suspended, yeah.
Suspended. Yeah. Suspended, yeah. Lucius.
Kimmel suspended right there. You're right. You're right. Not 100%.
I think it might have been his podcast rollout.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be the next logical step, right?
Yeah. Or go to cable. Anything with the FCC is not involved. Go
Real
to cable.
FBB.
Yeah.
That'd be a blessing for him. He says he was going to quit after his contract was up in May. He was just going to retire. Maybe he just gets a jump start on it.
I still have money on The View. They're next.
They're next. Yeah,
Big Trump is coming for you, Phil.
I'm with you, Lucius. I'm with you.
Run. Run, girl. You in danger.
I think they were laying out this morning, though.
They laid out 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row. Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon is shaking in his boots right now. Big Trump is coming for y'all, fools. I'm telling you, bro. Five police officers were shot in Pennsylvania. Remember, yeah. Did you see that?
Yes.
That was sad as hell. Scary.
Really scary.
They were serving a warrant, and dude was hiding like in some cornfields.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yes.
What the hell, man?
Yeah. How about that? Robert Redford died?
He did. Yes. He sure did.
I mean, one of the greatest actors.
Great run.
Yeah, great run. A lot of people online thought that meme of him was actually Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Mike.
Jeremiah Johnson put some respect on
that's
his name.
Jeremiah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Jeremiah Johnson.
That's
sure.
what I'm saying, dog.
Man, my parents' generation, Robert Redford was the guy.
Yeah. Him and Paul Newman.
I remember my mom and her friends every now and then, they'd mention Robert Redford, and I could just feel the energy shift a little bit.
Oh, I bet. He was a heartthrob.
Yeah.
The movie The Sting was awesome.
What's going on here with this Robert Redford guy? Ooh, Robert Redford.
Hold on. You said the energy shifted a little bit. Let me see if I can find what it sounded like.
Splash.
Yeah.
It was a wave. What else happened this week? Salad and Go is closing 41 locations in Texas.
Oh, damn.
I like Salad and Go.
Are people getting back to eating more pizza?
I don't know what it is.
Are we not being healthy anymore?
I think people go there, but not as much as they expanded.
Is it too expensive to get the salad?
It's affordable. Yes.
Is it affordable?
It's a good quality salad. It's affordable.
All right.
I think they expanded a little too fast.
All right.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll do it.
That's what I'm thinking. I could be totally wrong.
They need to start closing some Chipotles. They need to start sending a message. Get your quality back up.
Ooh.
They are not consistent whatsoever at any of these Chipotles. And anytime I go in there, these workers seem like they hate their lives.
Unless the Chili's people are all happy, though.
I guess, until they rant about it on Facebook.
Until you try to get some orientation somewhere.
Yeah. They're probably trying to get Chipotle, yeah. Orientation.
Yep, Salad and Go. It's close to 41 locations. RIP, man.
I just figured every one of those salad places I've ever been to, kind of proud of their prices.
Yeah, like Bellegreen.
Kind of proud of
their
prices.
I like Bellegreen, and they're good with gluten-free stuff for the wife, but it is expensive to go there.
Yeah. Kind of proud.
Adrian Bronner got kicked off a podcast for being under some type of influence and flirting with the host too much.
I'll pay you. You can go away.
Yeah, go away, homeboy.
You go away. I'll pay you. Don't worry about it.
Dame Dash, former CEO of Rockefeller and whatnot. Dame Dash crashed out on the Breakfast Club. It's been a bad, crazy week.
Oh, damn.
Crazy week. Now let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs, because if you get arrested tonight, you will not see the judge until Monday. By the way, when Stephen Jones called earlier, I answered the phone. He said, yellow. Yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow. Please mind your speeds out here. Do not drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. Your emotions will lie to you. Please do not crash out over those. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW. Matter of fact, Dallas, Texas TV, y'all been wilding lately. Woo. There was a dude that broke into a card shop in Garland in Arlington.
Oh.
Stole over like $10,000 in Pokemon cards and trading cards.
Fantastic.
Or Heggie.
Was it Kevin Heggie?
He's
back at it again.
Heggie with a ski mask on running around.
He kicked right through that window.
There's a larger gentleman with a Duke t-shirt on and a ski mask.
Puma sneakers.
Man, Garland in Arlington. My man traveled. He thought that they'll never get me. I'm going to spread this one out.
Never know.
Yeah, they'll never know it was me. And this morning I seen a dude jump on the top of a Chevy Cobalt.
Oh.
Chevy Cobalt is like a new Cavalier, right? It replaced a Cavalier,
yeah,
if I'm not tripping.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was after a hit and run in Mesquite.
Uh-oh.
So the video is just him on the top of this Cobalt just going down the street.
Oh, the guy took off. He's like, oh, no. I'm going to get that license and registration.
Lucius, he was hanging on?
He was hanging on. At first, I thought it was like, you know, a lover's dispute.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's love right there. You know, I've seen that before. But no, I think it was.
That's love.
Yeah, that's love. I've seen that before. When she's keying the car out there or something, I was like, oh, she's in love. Look at her.
Man, I was in the Target parking lot in Mesquite. This was a couple of months ago. And this guy was following this lady around because she had hit him, but she was just trying to get away, like hit and run style.
Oh, wow.
She gets out and starts fighting, dude.
Oh, my God.
He's like trying to call the cops. She's like, but ma'am, you hit my car. It was wild.
Yeah, I don't mess with people. I'm going to just take a photo and report it to the police. They'll find you.
Yeah, I mean, they might really want to get away. They might really be terrified enough to assault you over it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just take a picture of that license plate.
It didn't work for me. I got hit and run right outside our building on McKinney. Right, the guy ran the stop sign coming down, going down McKinney.
Oh, I remember that.
Hit me right in the front, and I was talking to him, and he just all of a sudden he jumped in the car and took off, took a picture of the license plate. They didn't find the guy.
Wow.
Police didn't find him.
They never found him.
Never found him. I went down to the station and filed a report and all that, and they said the license plate on this car is gone. We don't have it.
Did he have a fake plate, you think?
I got hit by a truck that was pulling a trailer on the back of it, like that you would have for lawn equipment.
Yeah.
And guy jumped out, looked at it. I'm like, well, hey, man, you ran that stop sign over there on the corner. And he looked at me, looked at the car, and he jumped back in his truck and just drove off. And I took a picture of the plate, and they couldn't find it. They couldn't find the truck.
Damn. You was face-to-face with the man.
Yep, I was.
I remember I was hit right here on 75 from behind Paws, leaving work one day. And I got out the car, and a guy got out the car, too. And he looked at the back of my joint, and he was like, oh, you be all right. Pat me on my back and walked off. He's like, oh, you good? It's nothing there.
Yeah, you buff that out.
Yeah.
Maybe a little Bondo.
Son of a gun, bro. Hey, and do not get me started on DFW Scanner. I don't want to see you on there this weekend. That's a deeper, darker criminal leak.
Yeah.
Please, Tolos, don't crash out over the weekend like my homegirl did right here in the traffic stop. I run this video every once in a while when I just want to laugh. This is a field sobriety test. This girl's been pulled over. She is on one.
Well, tip my pen with your eyes and your eyes only.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buzzing, boy.
Boy, because my eyes can't go that far. That's why you're docking me, fool. Fool, will you have that weight the out here, fool? Go.
Y'all gotta see this video. It's the greatest video of all time.
Because it's not up to your par. That's why you're pissed.
Oh, I don't. Follow the tip of my pen.
All right. Well, then.
Follow the tip of my pen.
Yes, babe.
Yeah. Yes, babe.
I learned how to follow instructions because of my man. He used to beat the f*** out of you. I didn't
That
is no straight line, fool. Where the fuck am I supposed to follow? I naturally walk crooked.
I naturally walk crooked, fool.
Wow.
I love that video. You guys never seen that?
No.
I'm not.
Fantastic, bro. I'm sending it to all you fellas.
Damn.
She's
I naturally walk crooked.
Yeah. I naturally
walk crooked. That's a hell of a line.
I saw this video of Tom Brady and Michael Jordan talking about how they walk basically like they're on a balance beam the whole time. And then there was like this walking expert who said that's like the ideal way to walk. And like great athletes kind of do it naturally. So just staying on the same line can actually clear up some hip and knee problems. I've been working on it.
Ooh.
Hip's been feeling pretty good.
Oh,
so if you see me walking like a Tom Brady model, that's why.
Yeah, okay.
Really getting into it.
Get that model strut.
Yeah.
Man, I definitely need some walking classes. My walk is crazy.
Yeah.
It is nuts, bro.
You had that lower leg surgery. It throw you off.
It threw me off.
And there's
off.
Problems down the road.
I mean, is that a young version of Michael Jordan walking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a little clip of it, and then Tom Brady was talking about it. And doing his Zoolander lips.
Because the Michael Jordan now walk is crazy. Ouch, 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 ouch.
Like he's walking on coal.
Yeah.
Tony Robbins.
Hey, y'all, here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Okay. Did you guys see Tony Gonzalez last night eat those hot wings?
No. Yeah, they tore his ass up.
Did
he crap on?
They beat him up, bro. Thursday Night Football on Prime post game.
Yeah,
the game was in Buffalo.
Correct.
And the crew were playing this hot wing roulette.
Ooh.
Yeah, they had the tray kind of lined up. It was splitting fives, and you know, kind of spin the tray around like spin the bottle.
Yeah.
And whichever wing lands on you is the one you eat, and you got to answer a question like, "What's that hot one show?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, Fitz lost. Fitz, you know, it burned Fitz up, but he handled his business. Tony Gonzalez, on the other hand, he was not ready for it.
You can take it however you want.
Like the highest time. You need Travis this? Kelce, right?
Is he?
Holy
shit. Here, here, here.
Don't touch your eyes. Don't touch your eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Take them out.
Why is that so? Sure. What the hell is wrong with you, Zach? God, dog. Screw you.
18.
I think we have figured out who got the hot wings. Rich, you survived.
All right, yeah. So anyway, they had to get that man milk and all types of stuff. Tony Gonzalez came up out of his skin on that broadcast.
Did Fitz have it like all in his beard and stuff like that? Yeah. Is he just sloppy?
He said the T word on the set, too. I don't know if you guys saw that. Now. Somebody had a sign that was like, Fitz, show us your...
He shake them junkers.
On Amazon Prime, you probably could get away with that.
Oh, sure.
He gave them things a wiggle. I did see that.
I tried one of those super hot wings once. I was going to get into a competition.
Yeah.
And I overestimated myself. I thought I can just power through this. Like halfway through the first wing, I had to shut it down. I was probably pounding beer for like 45 minutes.
I don't blame you.
If you think you might be that guy, you're definitely not. You got to know you're that guy, and you got to. I think you're like made for it. Is this like genetics?
Yeah, I don't know that anymore. You get out of bed with that skill.
We were eating that stuff at Moxie's that time. Remember all those wing sauces and stuff like that?
Yeah, those are a little different than the nuclear.
Yeah, we did the
nuclear. We were probably helped because those steak bites were so darn good.
Yeah, they were good.
I don't understand why people have wings that are that damn hot or anything on the planet that's that hot. But that's
I think
me.
They're just showing off. You know, they're just like, yep, I can do that.
It's not fun to eat. I want to enjoy my food.
Thank you.
I'm just telling you, if somebody puts something maroon and coloring in front of me, I'm automatically, if it's maroon color, I'm like, no, I'm not eating that.
Or if the sauce is kind of pasty.
Yeah.
You know, they got extra pepper in there.
Yeah.
It's not quite liquid. No.
Our buddy Palmer at Palmer's Hot Chicken, he'll get
Palmer
you.
Palmer will blow you away
some
with
of his stuff. Is hot.
Yeah.
God.
Dang. Yeah, you want mild. If you want spicy... At Palmer's, you need to get by the mile.
Yeah. Oh, I'll try the hot. And you're like, okay, nope. It's good. It's a plate full of maroon food.
Get ready.
Food. Yeah.
Hey, there was a BBC reporter that ate some really hot Asian wings.
Okay.
Before we get on out of here, because I'm way up against it. But listen to this dude.
So we've got some Korean fried wings, and it's got our signature hot sauce on there. And
your
some pickled chilies.
Signature hot sauce.
Yeah.
Choking.
Oh, not it.
He's live.
Give me that.
Reached over for a beer.
Give me that point. Give me that point.
Yeah, give me a point, Mike.
Pass it over.
Give me the point now.
Give me a freaking beer, Mike.
Oh,
all right. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be Black Monday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Y'all be safe out here this weekend. I'll holla.
Thank you, Lucius. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 35 and Bush, right here on the service road. It's the best place to play pickleball any day of the week. They got monthly subscriptions. You want to get into pickleball, take you to the next level. What a great pickleball community here they've built for you here at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. It's brought to you by our friends at Stella Artois today. They have complimentary beer samples in here for you. Woolchuck, where are we going next?
Do a little around the bases. The Rangers Minor League Player of the Year. And why is this star out of the lineup? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.